The Magna Carta, the Latin word for Great Charter, is one of the most important documents in the history of democracy. Originally issued by King John of England in 1215, it was the result of a political crisis and a revolt by the barons, who were dissatisfied with the king's arbitrary rule. Although its immediate impact was limited and it was annulled by Pope Innocent III shortly after its issuance, the Magna Carta's legacy has endured for centuries as a foundational symbol of liberty and the rule of law. This document set precedents for many constitutional principles that will shape modern democracies. History of the Magna Carta. King John, who reigned from 1199 to 1216, was an unpopular monarch. His reign was marked by military failures, particularly the loss of Angevin Empire's territories in France, heavy taxation, and conflicts with the Pope. These issues climaxed in the baronial revolt. The barons, representing the powerful landowning class, were frustrated by John's abuse of the feudal rights and his arbitrary administration of justice. They sought to limit his power and protect their own privileges. Key provisions of the Magna Carta. Rule of law. One of the most significant legacies of the Magna Carta is the principle that the king is not above the law. This was revolutionary in an era when monarchs often ruled with absolute power. Clause 39, for instance, states, "No free man shall be seized or imprisoned, or stripped of his rights or possession, or outlawed or exiled, or deprived of his standing in any other way, nor will we proceed with force against him, or send others to do so, except by the lawful judgment of his equals or by the law of the land." This clause laid the foundation for the development of the legal system that ensures fairness and justice. Habeas corpus. The Magna Carta introduced the concept that no one could be imprisoned without trial. This principle is now the cornerstone of modern legal system that protects individuals from arbitrary detention. Taxation and consent. Clause 12 of the Magna Carta required that no scutage or aid may be levied in our kingdom without its general consent, except in certain specific cases. This principle of no taxation without representation laid the groundwork for parliamentary democracy and was echoed centuries later during the American Revolution. Protection of property rights. The Magna Carta protected barons from excessive fines and ensured that their property could not be taken without due process. While these protections were initially intended for the barons, they eventually contributed to the broader concept of property rights that underpins modern capitalist economies. Church rights. The Magna Carta affirmed the rights and freedoms of the church, reflecting the ongoing struggle between the monarchy and the church. Clause 1, for instance, states, "The English church shall be free and shall have its rights undiminished and its liberties unimpaired." This provision was significant in maintaining a balance of power between secular and ecclesiastical authorities. Despite its initial annulment by the Pope, the Magna Carta was reissued several times in the 13th century with some modifications, becoming a cornerstone of English law. Its immediate impact was limited, as it mainly served to temporarily resolve the conflicts between King John and the barons. However, the reissuance by subsequent monarchs helped to embed its principles into the fabric of the English governance. Over time, the Magna Carta's significance grew. During the 17th century, it was invoked by opponents of absolute monarchy, including Sir Edward Coke, who saw it as a foundational document asserting the supremacy of the law over the king. The Petition of Rights in 1628 and the English Bill of Rights in 1689 further developed the constitutional principles first articulated in the Magna Carta. The Magna Carta's influence extends beyond England. It has been a critical reference point in the development of constitutional law in many countries, particularly in the English-speaking world. The Magna Carta had a profound influence on the American colonies and the formation of the United States Constitution. Many of its principles were echoed in the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. The Fifth Amendment to the United States Constitution, for instance, echoes the Magna Carta's protection against deprivation of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. The principles of the Magna Carta have also influenced other countries' legal system. For instance, the idea of the rule of law and the protection of individual rights have been integrated into various international human rights documents, such as the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the European Convention on Human Rights. In modern times, the Magna Carta is often regarded as a symbol rather than a functional legal document. Its principles, however, continue to underpin many aspects of contemporary governance and legal practice. Celebrations of its anniversary, such as the 800th anniversary in 2015, highlights its enduring legacy and relevance. Legal scholars and historians continue to study the Magna Carta to understand its impacts on the development of legal and political thought. Its principles are frequently cited in discussions about human rights, democracy, and the rule of law. Despite being a product of its time, the Magna Carta's core ideals resonate in contemporary debates about government authorities and individual freedom. In conclusion, the Magna Carta stands as a landmark in the history of constitutional governance. While its immediate impact was limited and primarily addressed the concerns of the 13th century English barons, its legacy has endured for centuries by establishing the principle that a king is subject to the law. It laid the groundwork for the development of modern legal and political systems that prioritize the rule of law, due process, and the protection of individual rights. The Magna Carta's influence can be seen in many foundational documents of modern democracies, from the United States Constitution to international human rights treaties. As such, it remains a powerful symbol of the ongoing struggle to balance authority and liberty and to ensure that government power is exercised in a fair and just manner.